and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, yesterday saw the EU publish their proposals for fisheries reform. Here's Fisheries Minister Richard Lockhead with his reaction.
Well, the starting gun has now been fired on negotiations over the future of the deeply unpopular common fisheries policy that has, of course, decimated many Scottish fishing communities over past decades and has not even conserved Europe's fish stocks either. So we need to loosen as far as possible the dead hand of Brussels from our fishing industry by bringing decision-making back to a more local level. Now, the proposals announced today perhaps open the door for that, but they don't go nearly far enough. And alarmingly, there are other threats to the Scottish fishing industry lurking beneath some of these proposals as well, such as allowing the idea of allowing historic fishing rights to be sold between one country and another, which means that faceless big multinationals might swallow up fish quota, meaning future generations of Scots fishermen could even fish the stocks in their own waters. But there are now 2 years of difficult negotiations ahead, and the Scottish Government will work hard alongside our fishermen to secure the best deal for Scotland. We certainly want a deal that protects our historic fishing rights, that also brings more decision-making back to Scotland, and tackles scandals like the current quota system leading to the massive discarding of good quality fish, which of course is a chronic waste.
And we'll be following the story over the next 24 months of how those negotiations will affect Scotland's fishermen. But for now, it's back to another food-producing sector under pressure. That's our pig farmers. And this week has seen the Put Pork on Your Fork campaign brought to Scotland. Here's Ruth Griffiths, Marketing Director for one of the biggest Scottish companies in pigs, Vion.
What's the campaign all about? Basically, what we want to do is we want to make pork as universal and as acceptable and as easy and convenient as people perceive chicken. We want pork to be just as versatile as that. And the Put Pork on Your Fork campaign, basically all about getting people to be more confident about cooking with pork. And we just thought asking Jimmy Doherty to come along, who is a very well-known farmer and personality, would be an ideal person to front our campaign to tell everyone to get cooking with pork. So we have a website with loads of recipes on. We have Facebook, Twitter, and the campaign is generic. It's not Vion fronted. It's about trying to get everyone, producers, farmers and consumers, really pushing British and Scottish pork.
And here on MFR Farming, we'll be speaking to TV's Jimmy Doherty about his part in the Put Pork on Your Fork campaign, tomorrow at 6:40 and 12:40.